الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر الخالق البارئ المصور الغفار القهار الوهاب الرزاق الفتاح العليم القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكم العدل اللطيف الخبير الحليم العظيم الغفور الشكور العلي الكبير الحفيظ المقيت الحسيب الجليل الكريم الرقيب المجيب الواسع الحكيم الودود المجيد الباعث الشهيد الحق الوكيل القوي المتين الولي الحميد المحصي المبدئ المعيد المحيي المميت الحي القيوم الواجد الماجد الواحد الأحد الصمد القادر المقتدر المقدم المؤخر الأول الآخر الظاهر الباطن الوالي المتعالي البر التواب المنتقم العفو الرؤوف مالك الملك ذو الجلال والإكرام المقسط الجامع الغني المغني المانع الضار النافع النور الهادي البديع الباقي الوارث الرشيد الصبور الذي ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Inshallah, today we discuss from the beautiful names of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We'll try and complete two of them. One of them is a lengthy discussion, that is Al-Hamid. Al-Hamid is the praiseworthy, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala only is deserving of all praise. Some ulama have explained that this name Al-Hamid means Alladhi istawjaba alaykum al-hamda bi sana'ihi Al-Hamida wa ala'ihi al-jamila. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is deserving of all praise for His marvelous doings and His innumerable favors that He has bestowed upon us. So that demands fastadimu dhalika ayyuhannas bittiqa'ihi. That demands that we abstain from the disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَالْمُسَارَعَةِ إِلَىٰ طَاعَتِهِ. And we hasten to the obedience of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allama Ibn Kathir Rahimullah says with regards to Al-Hamid, the praiseworthy, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Al-Mahmudu fi jami'i af'alihi wa aqwalihi wa shari'ihi wa qadrihi. That Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is praiseworthy in every of His doings, actions, speech, in the destiny and in the sharia and the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There is an incident that is narrated. Allama Ibn Kathir rahimullah narrates this incident, and he says that Bukht-e-Nasr, he was the king of the time. The Nabi of the time, his name was Daniel alayhi salam. So Bukht-e-Nasr, the king, had kept two lions hungry for very long. After keeping them very hungry, naturally they will be very aggressive. They would be hungry for any food that comes their way. And he left these two lions in a very wide well that he had dug. And then he had thrown Daniel alayhi salam into this water well. The moment he threw him into this water well, then they all were watching to see what's going to be the next move, like it's going to be matter of time and there wouldn't be a Nabi left from the Banu Israel, Daniel alayhi salam. But to his utter amazement, these lions did not pounce and attack Daniel alayhi salam. There was another Nabi, Daniel alayhi salam was in Iraq. Armiya alayhi salam, he was in Sham. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent revelation to the Nabi in Sham. Armiya alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him that make preparations for some food for one of my friends. So he asked Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, which friend of yours? I'm also the Nabi of Allah. So he says, no, for Daniel alayhi salam. He says, but ya Allah, how is that food? I can make the preparations. How it's going to get to him? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Armiya alayhi salam, you make the necessary preparations. I'll make the necessary arrangements for the transportation of the food with you. So he said, okay, this is the command of Allah. He made preparations for the food. And in no time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala miraculously made arrangements for some transportation. And he was right at the mouth of the, right at the mouth of the well, or right at the top of that well. And then he goes and, Daniel alayhi salam realizes that there's a person on the top of the well. So he asks that, who's that? So he says, Armiya alayhi salam. So he says, why have you come? He said, Allah sent me to you. He said, Allah took my name. Allah took my name. So he says, yes. When he hears this, then Daniel alayhi salatu wa salam, he mentions a few lines of praise of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He says, Alhamdulillahi alladhi la yansa man dhakara. Alhamdulillahi alladhi la yukhayibu man raja. Alhamdulillahi alladhi man tawakkala alayhi kafa. Alhamdulillahi alladhi man wathaqa bihi lam yakilhu ila ghayrihi. الحمد لله الذي يجزي بالإحسان إحسانا وبالسيئات غفرانا الحمد لله الذي يجزي بالصبر نجاتا. And he goes on with a few lines of praise of Allah تبارك وتعالى, that all praise is due to Allah تبارك وتعالى, who never forgets the one who remembers him. All praise is due to Allah تبارك وتعالى, that never fails the one who hopes in him. All praise is due to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who is sufficient for the want, for the person who has tawakkul and trust in him. All praise is due to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who rewards good with good, and who rewards evil with forgiveness. And all praise is due to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who rewards patience with success and emancipation. And he continues with a few other lines of praise of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So this is the lesson from this name of Al-Hamid, that we continuously praise Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Imran bin Hussein radiallahu anhu, he says that inna khayra al-ibadi inda Allahi yawm al-qiyama al-hammadun, that the best servants of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on the day of qiyama will be those who excessively praise Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. On the day of qiyama, a hadith appears in Mustadrak of Imam Hakim rahimullah. Amazing incident. He says that on the day of Qiyamah, yunadi munadin, there will be a person who will announce, and he will say, "Aina alladhina kanu tatajafa junubuhum anil madaji'," an ayah of the Quran. We are those people that they used to keep them, their sides away from their beds, which means they were diligently and continuously involved in tahajjud salah. We are those people. So a group of people will be put aside. And then this announcer will sift out from that group. And he will say, أَيْنَ الَّذِينَ كَانُوا أَيْنَ الَّذِينَ كَانُوا لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. We are those people that the tijara, business, economics, and amusement did not turn them away from the remembrance of Allah. So then that group becomes smaller, there's a smaller group. And the last announcement is, أَيْنَ الَّذِينَ كَانُوا الْحَمَّادُونَ الَّذِينَ يَحْمِدُونَ رَبَّهُمْ. We are those people that used to excessively remember and praise Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, first entry into Jannah. So the lesson for us is continuously praising Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Alhamdulillah tamla'ul mizan. Just to say Alhamdulillah fills the scales of good deeds. Just to say Alhamdulillah. Once Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in salah, and he was performing the salah, And then he heard someone reciting something, and then Nabi Sam turned around. He says, Manil Mutakallim. Someone recited a dua in the Qawma posture. Who was that person? Qawma means after waking up from ruku, someone recited something. We will recite, Rabbana walakal hamd, Rabbana lakal hamd. So one sahabi says, very reluctantly, he says, Ana. Nabi Sam says, nothing to fear, I've got some glad tidings for you. So he says, oh, you recited it. So what did you recite? He says, Alhamdulillahi hamdan kathiran tayyiban mubarakan fi. Alhamdulillahi hamdan kathiran tayyiban mubarakan fi. Hadith appears in Sahih al-Bukhari. I read this dua. So Nabi Sam says, Ra'itu bid'ata wa thalathina malakan yabtadiruna ayyuhum yaktubuha awwal. I saw 30 odd angels running, vying, competing with each other to write the reward first. First time they heard such a praise in Salah. So this is the Masnoon dua also that we recite in our Salah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ma an'ama Allahu ala abdin. Never can a person give you something. Never can a person give you any gift. And then you say, Alhamdulillah. If you say, Alhamdulillah, you've rewarded him far more than what he has granted you. In one narration, even if he could give you the entire world, even if he gave you the entire world, your one Alhamdulillah supersedes the entire world. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam was on his throne, and he was flying around on his throne. And then as he's flying around on his throne, he passes by one abid, one very pious person. So this pious person, he looked at Sulaiman alayhi salam, flying on his throne, and he remarked, he says, Alhamdulillah is far more better than this throne that's flying in the air. So people are amazed, what are you talking? So he says, my Alhamdulillah will last till Qiyamah. His throne is only till this dunya. It's only till now. But my Alhamdulillah is better than this world and every bounty that can be found in this world. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gives us food. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gives us drink. Inna Allah ta'ala la yarda anil abd ay yahmadahu. Ay yakul al aklata fayahmaduhu alayha. Aw yashraba sharbata fayahmaduhu alayha. Allah gave us food. We have that one morsel of food and we say Alhamdulillah. Allah gets very happy. Allah says, my servant has praised me. He's realized from where it has come. When Abdul Hamid Sahib, our principal, always explains and he says, did you ever think about it? The moment you took that one handful and morsel of akni or biryani, dal and rice, whatever it is, and you put it into your mouth, did you ever think to yourself, that grain of rice, who planted it? How much of water had to go into it? And then who's the one that took it out of the ground? Then they had to sift it. Then they had to polish it. Then they had to package it. Then it was exported. It was bought by some person, sold to a retailer. And eventually you bought it from that shop. Someone had to put it into the pot with all the spices, where the spices had come from. He says, how many bounties in that one handful of rice are you putting? So isn't it deserving of us that we recite Alhamdulillah for every morsel of food? And when we sit with the pious people, we will listen very carefully to them every now and then. Sometimes we have to remind ourselves to recite Alhamdulillah or to say Bismillah. Yet the pious people, every morsel of food that they take, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukru. Every morsel of food. One pious person used to recite Alhamdulillah for every morsel. So someone asked him, Mawlana, there's one dua before eating, one dua after eating. Your whole meal, you're only praising Allah. So he says, when I take that morsel of food and I put it into my mouth, that's where I stop. As it's going down, when it goes down, I say Alhamdulillah, because there's so many different pipes, I don't know whether it's what if by mistake it goes into the windpipe? What if it goes into the windpipe by mistake? I'm not in control. It's the mercy of Allah. He allowed it to go into the correct pipe. It goes into the stomach. And there's no indigestion. There's no problem. I say, Alhamdulillah, I can even taste the food. Some people, maybe because of a bullet wound and an injury, they have to have pipes.
And they can't even eat the food to go from the mouth to the belly. They have to take the food, crush it, grind it, whatever, liquidize it, and put it into a tube and it will go into the tummy. So I thank Allah for all of these bounties of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one way of learning and all these du'as of praise, open up the books of Munajat-e Maqbool, Al-Hizbul Azam, and these Al-Hisnul Haseen, these books are replete, they are filled with just du'as of praise. And if we have to read the Masnoon du'as of a daily Muslim, it's full of praise. You wake up in the morning, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi an-nushur. You put on your clothes, Alhamdulillah alladhi kasani hadha, Alhamdulillah alladhi kasani ma uwadi bihi awrati wa atajammalu bihi fi hayati. You're eating, Alhamdulillah alladhi at'amana wa saqana wa ja'alana min al-muslimin. And every action of ours, there is praise of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So this is one lesson, inshallah, that we continuously praise Allah. Nabi Kareem, some amazing, he used to make dua. Allahumma laka alhamdu kalladhi taqul. Wa khayra mimma naqul. O may Allah, all praise is for you as you have praised yourself, and better than we can praise you. Kalladhi taqul. One pious person made this dua. Allahumma laka alhamdu kama anta ahlu. Fasalli wa sallim ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kama anta ahlu. Waf'al bina kama anta ahlu. Fa innaka ahlu taqwa wa ahlu al-maghfira. Allahumma laka alhamdu kama anta ahlu. All praise is for you as you have praised yourself, as you are deserving of it. And send salah and durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as it is deserving of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And treat us as is deserving. O my Allah, you are most forgiven, Ahlul Taqwa wa Ahlul Maghfira. So he recited this. And then he had the ziyarat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that these words were the best words ever heard of praise. So whatever other words, there are many other words. There is one dua, which when we're in final year, then our ustad used to actually, Mullah Fazlur Rahman, ustad of Sheikh al-Hadith of Darul Mazad, well, used to test us this dua. He says, Allah has given us so many favors. When we sit on the dastarkhan, we got so many dishes to choose from and eat. So many things to eat. We've got such a variety and choice of meals. How much more we need to praise Allah? Sahaba had basic meals. And they read all the du'as. Imagine how much more it is upon us to recite all of those du'as. So after the qawma, means after ruku in the qawma posture, one is Allahumma lakal hamd, Allahumma walakal hamd. And then today we discuss alhamd, Allahumma lakal hamdu hamdan kathiran tayyiban mubarakan fi. Then there is a du'a, Allahumma lakal hamd, مِلْ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمِلْءَ الْأَرْضِ وَمِلْءَ مَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَمِلْءَ مَا شِئْتَ مِنْ شَيْءٍ بَعْدُ أَهْلُ الثَّنَاءِ وَالْمَجْدِ أَحَقُّ مَنْ قَالَ الْعَبْدُ وَكُلُّنَا لَكَ عَبْدٌ لَا مَانِيَ لِمَا أَعْطَيْتَ وَلَا مُعْطِيَ لِمَا مَنَعْتَ وَلَا يَنْفَعُ ذَا الْجَدِّ مِنْكَ الْجَدُّ. That's also one dua. So if you see someone waking up from ruku and he's standing, don't think he forgot to go into sajda. Maybe he's reciting one long dua also. So these are du'as as believers. We need to learn these du'as of praise of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. I mean, we can never ever do justice to the praise of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Never ever we can do justice. Ulama explain and say, if all the waters of the ocean were turned into ink and all the trees were turned into pen, and we put the pen and the ink together and we put every creation to say, think over it, come with some word of praise. The pens will get exhausted, the ink will be finished, but the praise of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala only has begun. Everything would get exhausted. So that is the amount of praise that we ought to be giving to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and praising Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala every single moment of our life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq inshaAllah. Some ulama explain with regards to this name, Al-Hamid. If a person recites it 93 times for 45 days, inshallah, there is tajraba and experience that the bad habits of a person change to good habits. Inshallah, the bad habits can change into good habits just by reciting this name, Ya Hamidu, Ya Hamidu, O the most praiseworthy. The last one more name is very short, Al-Muhsi. Al-Muhsi, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has has a count of everything. Allah has got records of everything. Al-Muhsi, meaning Ahsa kulla shay'in bi'ilmihi. Allah encompasses everything with His knowledge. فَلَا يَفُوتُهُ مِنْهُمَا دَقِيقٌ وَلَا يُعْجِزُهُ جَلِيلٌ. Not even the minutest of thing is hidden from Allah. Not even the most great and huge of things makes Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala unable to understand, to comprehend, or to know what it is. One day when Sahabi, when Bedouin actually was performing salah, this dua again is found in Al-Hizb al-Azam in one of the days. So this Bedouin, he's in his salah, he recited one dua. Ya man la tarahu al-uyun wa la tukhalituhu al-dhunun wa la yasifuhu al-wasifun wa la tughayyiruhu al-hawadith wa la yakhsha al-dawa'ir ya'lamu mathaqil al-jibal wa maka'il al-bihar wa 'adada qatr al-amtar wa 'adada waraq al-ashjar wa 'adada ma azlama 'alayhi al-layl wa ashraqa 'alayhi an-nahar wa la tuwari minhu sama'un sama'a wa la ardun arda wa la bahrun ma fi qa'ri wa la jabalun ma fi wa'ri ij'al khayra umri akhirahu wa khayra ayami yawma alqaka fi. He recited this entire dua. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the sahaba, wait for him. The moment he finishes his salah, call him to me. So this Bedouin finishes salah, says, Nabi Sam is calling you. So he went over there. Nabi Sam says, amazing, I've got a gift for you. So he took out a piece of gold and he gave it to this Bedouin. And he says, you've praised Allah with words I haven't heard before. Those words of praise, Ya man la tarahu al-uyun, O that being who eyes cannot behold him. وَلَا تُخَالِتُهُ الذُّنُونَ, you cannot fathom Allah. He's beyond comprehension. وَلَا يَصِفُهُ الْوَاصِفُونَ, he's beyond description. وَلَا تُغَيِّرُ الْحَوَادِثِ, the vicissitudes of time do not change Allah. He doesn't fear any catastrophes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the weight of the ocean. He knows the amount of droplets that come out from the sky. He knows every single thing. And he goes on. No sky hides anything from another. No ocean or any land can hide anything from what's beneath it. And he continues on the words of praise of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then he says, oh my Allah, make my last day the best of my days. And my best amal, the amal when I'm going to meet you. So he recited this dua, Nabi Sam gave him one gift. Why? Because of the way he praised Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq and the ability that we also live days of our lives in the praise of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Wa akhir dawana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah bihamdihi.